Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You know who this is?
That's Jason Kelsey.
That's him.
He did dethrone. It was him and Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
And you know what? I read
did
it wrong.
Not dethrone.
No, it was last year they dethroned him. They hit number one last year.
Oh, last year?
Yeah, last
year they hit the top 200. So you can't trust AI. They don't know what year
it
is.
Well, no, I didn't get a chance to read it all because when I saw Jason Kelsey's name, I got excited.
Oh, so you just skimmed AI?
I skimmed it.
Yeah.
But yeah. You know, Stevie
Nicks. That's double bad.
You
go with AI and then just skim it.
No, listen. All I want from Christmas has been dethroned. I just haven't found the song yet.
Still not. It's number one right now.
No, I'm saying it was dethroned. It's not.
Who said it was dethroned?
Mariah Carey's song was dethroned.
No, but like, says who?
AI. AI. Yeah.
Your skim through of AI?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done with AI. You know, I think AI gave Elliott the numbers on the Eagles and Rams offenses. I'm done with AI. Welcome back, Midday Show.
Wait a minute, who gave Mike the numbers, though? You need to call more.
I do like, I mean, Mike, you might want to change your name when you're calling, because I'm not sure Keith's going to pick up the phone call.
I will take Mike's phone call.
Keith is not picking up the phone.
Just don't be rude.
He was slick rude, though.
He was,
He
yeah.
was real slick yeah. with his rudeness.
Yeah, he was a you-know-what.
He was a Richard.
I don't understand how we arrived to the places we arrived to. Like, if you want to say, Joe, I think in the NFC title game, I will trust that the Eagles have a real chance to go beat the Rams because of who they are
that's
and what they've done.
That's not what we do, Joe.
But that's different than saying their offense is better. That's
not what we do, Joe.
But why do we look at the sky and say it's green when it's blue?
Because we're the Eagles.
Oh, okay. I got you. Never mind.
And that's how it
Never
works mind. Around these
But
parts.
You know, this is my favorite thing we do. We don't do this with the other teams.
But we do it with the Eagles.
Right. Like, would anyone have said with a straight face, you know, Joe, I actually think the Phillies' offense is better than the Dodgers. I know they got Ohtani and like Freeman and Betts and all those guys.
The way you say that, though, I know they got all those home run hitters.
They score
over there.
More runs and they hit more home runs, but we're better.
No,
we would have said we can outpitch them. We might be able to outplay them in any given Sunday, and it could happen. And we almost did. We almost beat them in the 4-game series, right? But we didn't go into it and say our offense is better than theirs because we can see that it wasn't.
But technically, Mike is right to a certain extent.
Why are you doing this?
I'm just saying.
Now, what are you doing?
You
encourage these people.
No, he said on paper. On paper.
Paper?
Arguably, they're not even better on paper.
In his mind.
Yeah, right.
Which is insane.
In his mind, like, because he's looking at, okay, we got Sashawn Barkley.
Yeah.
We got A.J. Brown.
Week's game, and did you use it?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
So you are able to block it all out. Yeah. When I talked to N'Kobe afterwards, he was talking about the criticism, and he said, if I'm hearing it, then I'm betting that Jalen does too. But you just, how do you...
You'd be a broke man if we made that bet.
How are you able to do that?
That's who I am. That's who I am. It's my focus. It's
built different.
My bad.
It's in my first rodeo.
I didn't mean to laugh.
You know, so very unprecedented journey to be here. But unprecedented is unprecedented.
What do you make of his comments?
Man, stop lying, bro. Like, seriously. Listen, Jalen, you vibrate on a high level. I give you that. And you have proven your critics wrong. But we ain't got to sit here and lie. Because the press conference, I can't remember the exact cuts, but you mentioned the fact that you heard the noise last week. Now you don't hear the noise?
Well, last year, remember, he had the, is that what y'all wanted to see, which was coming off of the most criticism there was.
Listen, you are a unique individual. You're special. And I give you your props. But let's not do this. I don't hear it. Yeah, you did. You heard it.
Well, he said
you heard it loud and clear.
He said N'Kobe would be a broke man if they made that bet.
N'Kobe, I think I'm rolling with N'Kobe on this one.
So I do think
you can't help but to hear. Like you heard it last week, dog. Yeah. Well, okay.
Then where does that what y'all wanted to see come from?
Course. I do think he has an ability to not fixate on it and just go about his business, right? I think it's the world we live in today. I think it'd be very hard to be someone in the position as big as his position, right, Hugh, and never hear anything anyone says. Now, maybe you can try to block it out, but like, look, I don't know what they put on TV in the Eagles facility, but I would guess
Sports Center,
right? One of those rooms might have ESPN on, right?
Unless you just walk around and pretend like you don't see Sports
right,
Center.
So like he's walking,
I'm not watching that.
He's walking through, and on the TV, they're like, Joe Gilliam of Philadelphia is a moron for thinking about benching Jalen Hurts, right? So like he may not listen or really listen to all the criticism, but he probably saw that. Right, or he probably saw something to that, whatever, on TV.
I'm going to go this far, Joe.
He could just block it out, but like to say you don't see it.
Felt that. He felt the pressure.
Probably.
Because, you cannot sit here and tell me that you had a five-pick game or a five-turnover game that you were associated with. Mm-hmm. We can argue whether or not they were his or not. We can argue that. But you can't tell me you don't feel that. You feel that at home. You feel that at home from your wife when she's looking at you and nobody wants to say anything. The energy's different. So to sit here and say you didn't feel it and then try to double – come on, dog. You ain't got to do all that. Yeah. I understand you vibrate differently, but you ain't got to do all that.
All right, before we hear another part of what Jalen said, do we have some Phillies news here?
We have a Phillies move.
Uh-oh.
The Phillies.
What we got?
And free agent reliever Brad Keller.
Ha!
Closing in on a multi-year deal.
I like Brad Keller. Brad Keller.
See, you had all that agita for nothing.
Well, no, I mean,
hold
on a second.
We're safe.
Yeah, this isn't Mariano Rivera.
To say that, but the fact that he said yesterday we're making no more moves, he's still making moves, man. Look at that
he did say the offense is kind of sad. He did say those words. I do like Brad Keller. Brad Keller was a former starter, and then the Cubs converted him to a reliever last year, and he pitched very well for them. Now, sometimes those guys are a little risky because it's like, can they do it again? Or was it just a one-year thing? So we shall see. But Kyle did say multi-year deal. So obviously the Phillies think there's something there. Brad Keller, according to where was that report, Kyle? We'll get it.
Robert Murray.
Robert Murray. Okay. According to Robert Murray, Brad Keller to the Phillies coming up, relief pitcher.
Passing just bumped it.
Okay. I like him. I thought he pitched really well for the Cubs last year. And the Phillies needed more in the bullpen ahead of Joan Duran. So there's a good Phil's move. Hopefully it works out, and we'll see what the details on that deal is. All right, can we hear one more from Jalen on the pressure and kind of back and forth about perceived pressure, whatever the heck that is?
You say perceived pressure. What does that mean?
Perceived pressure is perceived pressure. Yeah.
Sure.
Does that mean that you feel it, or does that mean that it's external?
I mean it's perceived. Isn't that like like the root word for perception in some regard? The perception by those who are watching. I'm not watching. I'm living.
You gotta love it.
It was like an Abbott and Costello routine.
You gotta love
pressure,
it.
Perceived, perception is perceived.
Perception. Perceived it. What do you say? He said, hey, I live it. I don't know what you talking about. That's that CJGJ drop. What you talking about?
So,
you talking about?
So what is that? Is that him saying, I didn't feel any pressure? You thought I did. You perceived I felt pressure, but I didn't really? What we're unpacking
I don't
here?
Know, I don't know the exact one, but last week when he talked, I guess it was at his presser. Mm. Could you find that when he talked about the pressure and how he felt? Like he alluded to the fact that he felt the pressure.
It's just perceived here.
Yeah, but if it's perceived the real, Joe, you felt something. You know what I mean? Okay, it's like, okay, perfect example.
You go talk to him about it.
Okay, perfect example. Like when I say something that Blue Jeans doesn't like.
Yep.
On the air. And he's not in here. I'm perceived that I'm going to get in trouble.
Perceived trouble?
You know what I mean?
You do act like you're in perceived trouble.
I'm like, damn, I'm about to get that phone call.
And usually it does happen.
Usually I'm dead on. So what are you talking about? Pressure, whether it's perceived or it's real, pressure is pressure. Because especially when I'm at home and I'm looking at my tweets and I'm recklessly tweeting and I say something that might be like on the line
and the next morning
you
come in.
You know what I mean? Or sometimes it's been so immediate, like when I send a tweet, like 5 minutes later I'm getting a phone call and be like, hey, could you take that down? And I, you know, that's how it is. So what are you talking about?
Well,
like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know. It felt the whole thing felt like an Abbott and Costello routine. I mean, I was waiting for the response to be perception is reality, Jalen, and to see where that went. So that was funny yesterday. All right, 215-592-9494. We do have a lot coming up on the show. We'll get to everyone's phone calls. 12 o'clock, we will have Whiteout Wednesday. Jason Avant in studio for an hour with us on the offense, Jalen, and what he expects this Saturday down in Washington. But let's not forget, we have to do something between now and the end of the show. We got to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking here.
It's Hugh's holiday stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
All right, we have Hugh's holiday stocking today, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliance.
The next time we hear that sounder. Okay, I'm about to say.
Is when everyone calls in and we figure out what is in Hugh's holiday stocking. Can't wait. Yesterday was what, the snowblower?
Yes.
Yes.
I perceive that today. The perception is going to be perceived.
Yeah.
And personified.
Is that reality?
You should have given up before you started.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be personified.
All right. Next time you hear the sounder, call in and we'll play What's in Hugh's holiday stocking there. Okay.
What are we doing?
We do have the terms on the deal, by the way. According to Matt Gelb, it's 2 years, $22 million for Brad Keller. That's not nothing. I mean, that's $11 million a year for a relief pitcher on a multi-year deal. I'm trying to think of the last time the Phillies gave out one of those deals to a relief pitcher. They didn't want to give Hoffman multi-years last year. They traded for Duran. That's obviously a trade, not a multi-year free agent signing. I feel like it's been kind of a while since they've given out the multi-year free agent deal to a relief pitcher. So they obviously think there's a lot there. Brad Keller on his way to the Phillies. I do like this move. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Hassan is up on WAP. Hey, Hassan.
Hey, good morning there.
Good morning. What's up?
Not much. I called in because, you know, I kind of agree with Elliot.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Let him go. Let him
go
talk.
Ahead.
Let
go
him
ahead.
Speak.
Let me go. I mean, we did outscore them just this season, right? Because going on your
week, that was like
so
what,
long
week,
ago.
Week two? Yeah.
Whatever week it was it this season?
Yes.
Okay, but can I ask you a question? If they played again,
sure.
What do you think the score would be? If they played right
matter.
Now, they were playing.
Well, no, usually it's not.
I think the Eagles will score one more point than the Rams.
Mm.
That's what I think.
You heard.
Especially with a hobbled Devontae Adams.
With a what?
Like he's
hobbled,
not,
yeah, he got hurt.
Hobbled.
Okay.
He's not the Devontae Adams that was lighting it
you
up
know what,
with Aaron
Rodgers. I will say this. To your point, I feel like the defense will keep you in the game.
Yeah.
But the Rams' defense is pretty good. And our offense has been sputtering lately.
The Rams banged up so good that they caused their Rams offense to score less points than the Panthers.
Hassan,
how good are they?
Wait a minute, Hassan. I will tell you this, though. I think in that first matchup, Lane was out there on the field, right? Lane Johnson?
Lane was in and
yes,
out of
sir.
That game. I think he came
yeah,
out
but
of the
he
game.
Was, but he was suited and booted. Like, Lane – is he's scheduled to come back in a couple weeks, right?
Well, it could be Saturday.
Yeah, okay.
Could be. I don't know when he's coming back. Yeah, but he's not on the IR. Hassan, I get you. And the history says the Eagles have beaten the Rams three times in the last year or so. And Hassan, good call. Did the offense actually score more points than the Rams in the game they played? I mean, we scored a touchdown on special teams. Like, the argument was whose offense is better. That was Elliott's argument, that the Eagles' offense is better. I guess it was even. I'm trying to remember the distribution of points in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, Eagles scored a touchdown, walk-off touchdown with Jordan
and
Davis.
And we had one touchdown in the first half, and that was because Bond had an interception in the red zone, I think. Yeah.
Also, I think our offense has gotten...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's worse since then, and theirs has gotten better. So,
yeah.
Again, the silver lining is if we can meet them in the playoffs, it probably won't happen until the title game. They're going to play tomorrow night against Seattle. I think the Rams are going to win that game. I think they're going to be the one seed. So we probably won't see them till the title game. If we get there.
Yeah, Jordan scored. Davis.
Yeah, the walk-off touchdown. I think we can have some confidence because we've obviously done something to get to the title game. Sure. As of today, it's like, come on.
Like if I'm putting myself in that moment and I'm talking myself into why we can beat the Rams, it's because of our defense.
Yeah.
It's not because our offense is better than theirs.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And perhaps by late January, our offense has woken up and maybe we're the better overall team. Maybe.
What is your definition of woke up, though? Because, like, I feel like when people say that, you're not being realistic. Like, what does that look like? More efficient?
Let's say let's say they have to play two playoff games before they get to the Rams. Mm-hmm. 49ers and, I don't know, Bears or something, right? They score 31 in one of those playoff games. That would feel impressive to me.
Normally in playoffs, especially when you get later into it, it's the games are a little bit tighter.
Yeah, they are.
And the one thing that I recall about playing in playoff games is the running game paid huge dividends in the success of whomever's in the playoffs. We have ran the ball better. But now we're talking about, you know, potentially taking away an element of that run game by not allowing the quarterback to run.
Yeah, which we'll see if he does on Saturday. By the way, Saquon did not practice yesterday. Stinger, which is, I guess, what was bothering
him. It was in his neck. Yeah, he was doing his, on the sideline.
So we'll see. Hopefully he's good to go. We'll see what the practice report looks like today for the game coming up on Saturday. Let's go back to the phone lines. Oh, look who we have here. We haven't heard from him. Mr. Quinn is on the line.
Anytime
we hear from Mr. Quinn, there's usually some fireworks with him and Kyle. Hello, Mr. Quinn.
Hey, Joe. Hey, you. Hey, we're Mr. Quinn. Good today, eh? No tension at all this time. I'm so proud of Kyle, the work he does on WIP. I get to listen to him on the radio. I watch him on YouTube. You know, just to watch his dream come true. I'm proud as a peacock, boys.
We don't have to do this, do we?
Good. I mean, he's giving you your props. It's the holidays.
Yeah, come on, Kyle. I called up to be nice. And because your mother misses you and she was hoping you'd consider moving back into the house.
You going back home, Kyle?
No. You know what? I'm good. Living with Skip now. Things going well.
Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute, huh?
I knew that. I knew something was going on there.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? Who living with Skip?
Kyle.
For what?
He's down there with Skip. Listen, just think about it. I know it's Christmas time and your mother would rather having you live here than with some weirdo stalker guy.
Wait a minute. What are we doing?
We've had a lot of great memories as a family in this house, Kyle. And remember that year Santa brought you a new football? Eh? But Kyle never used it, did you, Kyle? All you wanted to do was play with dolls.
Yeah. See? They're action figures.
Action figures. I agree with you. I'm with you on that.
But we did have some good time. I mean, come on. Remember, Kyle, remember we took your picture with Santa and you screamed and cried the whole time?
Well, I mean, Mr. Quinn, with all due respect, I mean, that's a normal reaction, kids, you know, with Santa. That happens, right?
This was 2 years ago. Come on. So many things we did. I remember brought that kid a new, brand new Mike Mamula jersey for Christmas.
Not a Mike Mamula.
Never even wore.
I did wear it.
Never even wore.
I wore it one time, and I got made fun of. He sucked.
Yeah, he sucked because you never supported him. You soiled his career. We bought you all those stupid accessories for your pet rat.
Ferret.
He dressed up that rat as a reindeer. Disgusting. Hey, listen, you know, you gotta remember, Kyle, we always supported you. Yeah, how about, you know, but the time, we brought, what a gift for Christmas, a beautiful workshop with a real saw and a workbench. Remember that, Kyle? Eh? You made it into a dollhouse.
You made it into a
Again, not dolls, it was G.I. Joe's.
G.I. Joe's my ass! G.I. Joe have long hair and a mini skirt?
I don't remember that, G.I. Joe. Lady J.
You know what? It wasn't just about the toys. You got to come back. We had a lot of fun with the family. Remember Christmas caroling is a family, Kyle?
Oh, that's a nice tradition,
yeah,
Mr. Quinn.
Nice.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, it's real nice. You want, hey, Kyle, you want to tell them why we don't do it anymore?
No.
Eh?
Mm-mm. Please stop.
All right, so last year we're going to have a nice walk around the neighborhood, caroling with Uncle Mike and all the cousins like we do every year. Kyle, he decides to get into the eggnog a little early, right? And he thought it would be good to get hammered, and he pukes all over the Sweeney's porch.
Dang.
He's singing profane lyrics to religious hymns. Your mother couldn't even go to church for Christmas that year, Kyle. He put his mom through. He soiled the caroling for the whole family.
Kyle, that really happened? I mean, on the Sweeney's porch?
Hey, what was you saying?
Oh, yeah, he did. That wasn't the end of it either. He soiled his pants, too. Front and back. Tell him, Kyle. Merry Christmas to me. I had to carry my drunk, soiled son home.
Mr. Quinn, I'm not sure if this is actually helping.
It's not helping.
Wait a minute, Kyle.
Mr. Quinn, do you have any good memories of Kyle during the holidays? Maybe a toy you liked or just something to change the tenor here. It's not great.
Yeah, sure we do. Kyle, remember that year your mom insisted on getting you that stupid Tickle Me Elmo doll? I stood in line at Cal Door and Booth Wind for 7 hours for that stinking doll.
Yeah, that sounds like a good toy for a good boy at the time.
Yeah.
How old was he? Yeah, young kid.
He was 16.
All right, let's just try for the audience.
16-year-old really, boy, a little tickle me elbow.
All right, really for the audience. Can we try to bring the temperature down a bit here? I think everyone's getting a little too fired up. It's okay.
I understand. All right, how about it, Kyle? I mean, your room's ready. We even got your new race car bed.
It's got not a race car
shift
bed
and all. And so you won't miss a beat there. And you need to come home for the holidays. Your mom's turkey's always been the best on the block. You know that, except for that one year mom overcooked the turkey and everybody got stuck eating extra dry turkey except for Kyle.
What do you mean except for Kyle?
Well, because Kyle pulled his mom out of the kitchen and ended up in the back room to get his little drinky again.
Oh, God. This can't be another breastfeeding reference. Not a second one of the day. Maybe it was necessary. What?
He was 12.
All right, let's end this on a positive note, please. Is there any family tradition you can look back on fondly, Mr. Quinn? Anything?
Well, of course, football. You know, the Quinn family had a tradition of playing football on Christmas Day every year.
See, that's nice. That's a good one.
Well, of course, Kyle never wanted to play. All his brothers and uncles would play. Even his sister played one year. Remember that year, Kyle? I sure do. We came back to the house after the game early. One of them caught Kyle up in his room watching his sister's Little Mermaid movie.
Mm. All right, maybe he just didn't feel like playing that day.
Yeah, that sounds like
it. Oh, he wanted to play ball, all right. For a kid who was never that aggressive on the field, he got after it real good that night, didn't you, Kyle, with the Little Mermaid? Right in the back room. And we got your baseball bat one year. That was the only bat you ever used when you watched The Little Mermaid.
Oh, God.
Enough.
I guess Kyle decided to fill up his stock in his own stock in this year.
All right, that's enough. Always,
no chance
always,
I'm letting him go there.
Always let the guy.
Holy hell.
Go one. I'm sorry. I let that call go a little too long. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you have board. We're going to go from that to transitioning to talk to Jason Avant. Whiteout Wednesday next.
Could I add really quick?
Yeah.
You can see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra in the story of Philly Sports Put the Music at the Broadway Theater in Pittman, New Jersey on Saturday, February 21st. Get tickets at joeconklin.com, joeconklin.com.
Perceived Perception, Brad Keller and Kyle's dad. Heck of a segment. All right, we got our guy, Jason Avant, Wideout Wednesday. What did he see after watching the tape? That's next. We'll get to your calls with Jason as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Y'all checking out that holiday shopping list? Wawa's got you covered with gift cards that don't need wrapping. Like gift cards for Wawa fans in your life and for the fans of brands like Roblox, Visa, Sephora, and a whole lot more. Gift cards make a perfect gift for teachers, coworkers, and the delivery driver. Even the family gift swap. For holiday shopping made easy, stop at your Wawa, your one-stop gift card shop. See store for details. Gotta have a Wawa.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.